All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, December 24th of 2024. It is Christmas Eve. Happy holidays to everybody watching. And for those of you who are new here, my name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. And this is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the Saber Sim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays, typically at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. There's been a little bit of shifting of the schedule this week with the holidays. So this will be our last Office Hours until Friday. On Friday, I will be back for Office Hours and the Build Review Show. And then on Saturday, Office Hours will be at 1:30 p.m. Eastern to accommodate the NFL 1 p.m. Eastern start time. So last Sunday, we did a late swap demo. I could do another one this upcoming Sunday, talk about late swap in depth. That way, you guys can be ready for late swaps for the afternoon window. So it should be fun. But as far as today, no sports today at all. Basketball is back tomorrow. NFL is on tomorrow. And then NHL is off until Friday. So we do have our projections up for the two-game NFL slate. We do not have projections up yet for the NBA slate. So stay tuned for those. That should be up first thing tomorrow morning as far as I'm aware. But we do still have some questions here. So happy to knock these out. We could talk about the two-game upcoming slate here. So while we hit this first question, I'm just going to kick off some lineups, let those run. All right, first question. Question for Office Hours. I've noticed that my exposure and actual entry exposure can be significantly different. For example, when I boost min exposure for a player, it looks like they will be in a good amount of lineups. Once I actually enter the contest, it can either vary high or very low. What would you recommend for me to actually get the 18% exposure? Okay, so this seems like a bit of a question kind of around the way there's two things to consider here. Direct fill and autofill, or rank method and unique rank method. Okay, and we're going to talk about both of those. So I don't have any contests here for the two gamer. What can we do? I'll just make the most of this. Or you know what? Let me just enter a couple contests real quick. I haven't entered yet. Actually, I tried to enter for this two-game upcoming slate, and I accidentally messed up and entered all of my contests for the KC Pittsburgh Showdown. So I ended up like way, way, way overexposed to this contest than I wanted to be, and I was meaning to enter this two-game slate. So I actually messed up there. Let's see. All right. Let me just enter like a few contests here that I'll probably enter anyways. And then we could talk about this. So let me just enter like three contests. Should be super quick. All right. One more. All right, this looks good. All right, that looks better. All right, cool. So I just entered four contests for the Wednesday 2-gamer. Let's bring in the entry file. All right, so I got four contests here. This would be perfect. So go back to my build. Going to load this up. And then I'm going to run the contest sim, right? First thing you should do, always run your contest sim. Okay, now as far as exposures and as far as what we are looking at, okay, so I'm going to come in here, I'm going to sort by exposure, and I'm going to let these sims finish. Two contest sims done, waiting for the last two. Three. And four. All right, cool. Lineups are loading. Sorting metric switches to ROI. So far, so good, right? And we're just waiting for lineups to load. All right, lineups are loaded. Okay, cool. So right now, at this very moment, the exposures I'm looking at are based off of the lineups that are shown right here, okay? This is because I'm in direct fill. In direct fill, what happens is you see your exposures, you see your lineups. These lineups. If I switch right now from direct fill to autofill and then save my lineups, I will get different exposures, okay? And the reason when I go from direct fill to autofill and then I click save and save these is first off because right now the lineups are being sorted by, you can see it down here in the summary stat. And let me just pop it right here. Okay, average of selected contests, and it gives you a number. What the builder is doing is it's looking at how many contests are checked in this list, and it's saying, hey, we are going to use an ROI average across the four contests. That average comes out to 237.2. In autofill, however, what happens in autofill? When you click save, even though all the contests are checked, the builder goes in, unchecks them all, checks one, sorts the lineups by this contest's specific ROI, fills the entries, and then goes to the next, and then uses this specific contest's ROI. So at no point ever is autofill using the average ROI, okay? So that's the first thing, right? You might be looking at your exposures in direct fill, going to autofill, clicking save, you will get different exposures, okay? So that's number one. Number two could be that you're using rank fill, right? So right now, I have four contests of 150 and 320 maxes. That is 210 unique lineups or unique entries. I'm on rank right now. So even though I'm seeing my exposures, even though I'm in direct, because I'm using rank fill, my exposures will be different because I'm going to use lineups more than once. So I could actually demo this one. So I'm going to click save right now. I'm in rank fill, 150. My exposure in Equal Collins, 89%, Warren, 64, Henry, 60, right? Well, if I scroll over.
Did it fill all of these?
So it looks the same, but it shouldn't be exactly the same. I want to try this again. Only way this would happen is if these exposures were... Okay, let's try this. Let's go to unique rank. I want to try this. So lineups are going to update to 210, right? That's expected. Okay, the exposures match, check. Slight update. Okay, let's go back to rank. 150. Save. Huh. So this wasn't exactly what I was expecting to happen. But what's happening right now is your 150 lineups go into your mini-max, right? And then the top 20 lineups get used once, get used twice, get used three times. So there's a set of lineups that are effectively being used four different times, which are like the top 20 lineups. And then the other 21 through 150 just go into this other one. So I thought they would be off. I could be wrong there. You know what's happening? The builder knows that you're expecting that behavior, I think. So it's already updating it. But we can at least see there's differences between rank and unique rank in the direct fill window. So in direct fill, rank and unique rank exposures are different. And then exposures are different between direct and auto. Okay, so that's the big takeaway here. So indirect, you get different exposures for rank versus unique rank. And then you get different exposures for direct versus autofill. So those are the two things you need to be aware of. Now, if you're going to autofill, what you can do here, right, is let's say you're an autofill and you want to see your exposures before uploading them. All you need to do is click save. We're going to let the lineups update, and then we're going to go in and check. So typically what I do here, right, is I start in direct, and then I figure out what min unique number I want to use, right? So that might be like this. So, okay, hey, I'm going to go to my biggest entry contest. And I'm only going to check that one contest in my dropdown, right? So only one contest checked. Okay, so now that I'm on my correct sorting metric with my biggest entries, I'm going to start adjusting min uniques, right? Maybe I end up liking min unique of 3, okay? So 3 is like the number I want to use. Okay, great. What I do is I go to autofill. I apply 3 to all of my contests by clicking the gear icon and using this update all contest option. So I'm going to change it to 2, change it back to 3. Now all the contests have 3. Okay, I like to use rank fill. I click save. Builder's going to go through the saving process. It's going to tell me it's done. Go back to the projection page and then go and look at this exposure column. Now I can see what my player exposures are. Okay. Now let's say I don't like these. I want to adjust them, right? Okay, great. So then I come in here. Let's say I want Warren at 40%. Let's say I want Collins at 80%, right? Okay, I apply some max exposures. What I need to do now is I need to go back to the autofill and I need to click save again. When I click save again, it's going to apply these updates. And then look, now exposure to Collins, 80.2. Exposure to Warren, 41.3. Are they slightly off? Yeah, but they are a lot closer than they were previously, right? Warren went from like 60 to 41. Collins went from 91 to 80. So always remember, make your adjustments, click save, go back and verify. You can do this as many times as you want, right? You can save over and over again. Saving doesn't mean you're tied to these lineups. You know, you go and adjust them again, you resave. You go and adjust them again, you resave. So I hope that helps. Just remember the differences between direct and auto. Remember the differences between rank and unique rank. And then understand you can save, verify until you're happy with your set of lineups. All right. Good stuff there. Next question. Where my player exposure is equivalent to their point projection. Have you seen anything about this? I'm just, okay, this is two different questions. So I'm almost positive that like this wouldn't work because effectively like the way that ownership works, right, is like we calculate how many roster positions there are and like how much ownership is available on the slate. And then we like sum that, right? So it's kind of like player minutes, right? Like assume we're talking about NBA minutes, right? Well, like on a team, so there are 5 starters and then there can be 5 players on the court at a given time, right? And then there are 12 minutes per quarter. So that's 60 minutes per quarter times 4 quarters, right? 240 minutes. The player minutes basically have to sum to 240 minutes because at the end of the game, you know, there were 5 players on the court every single minute. So there should be 240 minutes, right? Ownership is kind of the same way. Like we are summing up positions and then ownership, right? So like if it were, how many players are in this lineup? So NFL DK lineup, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 9 roster positions. Let's just take quarterback, for example, where there's like no flex or anything. Between all of the quarterbacks, the ownership has to sum to 100% because every lineup is going to have a quarterback, okay? Point projections do not have to abide by those rules, right? So point projections can be above 100. They can be below 100 total. All of that doesn't matter. So what my assumption is, what would effectively happen is you would run out of ownership positions. Like, there wouldn't be enough ownership available to do that idea, right? So try not to think about it that way. You know, what you could do is, what I would probably recommend is increasing your min uniques until your leverage is like really, really flat. So here at like one unique, right, I have like some double digit leverage. When I start to increase this, typically your leverages go down. And the reason they go down is because the builder is using more players in the player pool and it's lowering the exposure of players to get to the other players, right? So at one unique, we are at 29 players in our player pool. And our highest leverage is 19%. At four uniques, we move up to 36 players in the player pool. And our exposure, our max leverage is 14%, right? So players in the player pool go up, leverages go down. You know, we could obviously continue to increase this as needed. It will also depend on how many lineups you need. I wanted to uncheck the 150. It's like if I'm doing this with 20 lineups, it might be a little bit easier. It's also a small slate, right? So if it's like a big NFL slate, probably a little bit easier to do this. But those would be the... get more access to players in your entire player pool, or setting minimax exposures, right? Coming in here, making some small adjustments, max exposures, minimum exposures, however you see fit. So some combination of that will be better than the point option. All right. Hi, just wondering if the beta version is better to use for upcoming NFL slates since the issues were happening on sabersim.com. So we did have some issues on late swap in the recent past, but those have all been resolved. If you missed it, I did a in-depth late swap demo on last Saturday for the NFL slate and walked through late swap in depth, and then we showed how to do it. Everything went smoothly. So I would honestly check that out. What day was that? 23rd? No, that was Monday. So it would have been... it would have been this one. All right. So I'm on our YouTube real quick, grabbing this link. It is this video. And in the videos, in case you guys didn't know, in the descriptions, there are like timestamps of all the questions. So it's going to be at this like 32-minute mark. Is this the right one? December 21st. Yeah, that's the right one. Let me turn this volume off so I don't get feedback. I think it was at like the 27-minute mark. So I'll find it. I'll find the link here, and I'll post it in the Office Hours channel. But Saturday's Office Hours, basically toward the end here, it was this, how do you approach a multi-day football slate compared to a standard main slate? In this one, we did a late swap demo, went in-depth, talked about all the different options, how they work, applies, don't applies, saves, all that kind of stuff. So I'll find that video and I'll post it. And actually, I did post it for somebody because there was somebody in particular who was asking about late swap, and they said they really liked it. So that was great. So let me see if I find that real quick. All right. This one here. This, I went super in depth in late swap today. Check out this segment. And I will just post this link in the YouTube chat in case anybody wants to check it out. Boom, found the link I was looking for. Okay, cool. Looks like we have another question here, which I will carry over.
in post here since we're catching up.
But just to close the loop on that last question, app.sabersim, you shouldn't have any problem lead swapping. Been using it, you know, for NBA, for NFL. Everything should be good. So check out that video that walks through all the differences. And if you watch that video, your understanding should be a lot better by the end. All right, Snowman said, I'm here. Snowman, I saw your screenshot. Congratulations on taking down that 6K in that contest. It's a sweet, sweet win on right before Christmas. All right, question from Discord. Should we tweak mini uniques after we do late swaps? I would say, so I'll tell you guys the way I do it. I typically just carry over my mini unique number from my build to my late swap build. So if I used, you know, right here, I have 4 mini uniques. If I used 4 in my pre-slate one, then I would probably just carry over 4 to my post slate lock one, my late swap one. Now, is that optimal strategy? Probably not. What the optimal strategy would be would to be go in like the same way I figured out what min unique number I want in the pre-build, which I was just talking about. I would just do that again. You know, that's probably like optimal strategy, and it might change, right? I might have used 4 pre-slate, and then after the build or after the slate's going, maybe 3 is a better number. Maybe 2 is a better number, right? One thing I will do is like if I had a bad, you know, start to the slate, and in my late swap, I'm like negative ROI, I won't change mini uniques. I will leave it at 1 because typically when you're upping mini uniques, you're trading ROI for diversification. But when your ROI is positive, you know, it's okay to like give up a little bit of ROI for diversification. But if you're already negative, well, then, you know, you're basically should be a little bit more comfortable taking some long shots or like being concentrated the rest of the slate in an attempt to win back as much ROI as possible. So do I think you should tweak mini uniques after you do late swap? Simple answer is yes. What you tweak that number to will vary. All right. Next question. Andrew, I just want to say thank you for these office hours and build reviews. I won the $5 flea flicker GBP on Sunday's NFL main slate for 50K. And your videos plus the 101 vids on the site are invaluable. Spiz, dude, awesome, man. 50K win is huge. That's so cool. So glad you like these. And I'm super happy to continue to do these. And I love it when you guys post screenshots, you know. So feel free to post them in the Office Hours channel all day long. But that's a sweet one here. I'm gonna have to screenshot that one. All right, Pendy said, in the earlier demo, how many saved contests are in your file? Do those saved lineups get recycled when you adjust exposures? I too want to thank you. Your coaching is great. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate all the love. I'm feeling it. All right. So in the demo we were doing, I have 4 contests in here, right? I can see them all in the Okay, so I'm following the question. So basically, you know, I was talking about I was talking about saving and adjusting and then saving again, right? The lineups do get recycled, right? So I can see this in the direct fill tab. Let me just go to the save section and let me clear these. All right. So whenever you save lineups, right? And I'm just going to actually pop this out. So let's say I'm looking at like this set of lineups, right? Actually, the mini uniques is too high. Let's go down. All right, so I'm just waiting for this update. So let's just do 20 lineups, right? I'm doing these 20, and I'm going to click save, right? Okay, well, let's say I go and I look at this, right? Da-da-da-da-da. You know what? Maybe I decide that I only want to use 2 mini uniques instead of 3. Right. So I'm going to click save again. Okay. So notice there are now 27 lineups in saved. So basically, once a lineup gets saved, it stays in saved. However, I didn't get a fresh 20. I used 13 of the original 20, and then the builder put in a new 7. So moving my mini uniques from 3 to 2 caused it to use 7 different lineups, The lineups that it replaced don't come out of saved. They stay there, but basically all of the lineups in the saved can be used again. They're still available to be used again. Maybe a good test for us to do. I just want to test this real quick. So this is rank fill, right? So let's go to unique rank. I want to see how it behaves here. All right. So we're going to do the same exact demo, but we're going to do it in unique rank. So let's say I'm going to use two uniques in my 20. I'm using unique rank. I'm going to click save. Okay. Well, now let's say I go to three uniques. Instead, I like this better. And let's click save again. Okay, so it does the same thing here, right? So the only thing I was worried about is because you use unique rank, right? A lineup's only supposed to be used one time. So this is counting how many times the lineups are being used in the contest. It's not counting how many times the lineups are being saved. So this is a good thing. This is what I wanted it to do in the first place. This is all good. So saved lineups can be recycled. Okay, so that's the key here. But good question. All right. Does ROI change if I do unique random or rank compared to unique rank? So ROI will change depending if you are using rank or one of the two unique methods. And the reason for that, okay, so let's clear the saved. And let's go back to my lineups. I didn't mean to do that. All right, let's select all the contests. Clear saved. Go back to my lineups. All right, so we have 210 lineups, right? Because we're on unique rank. So unique rank and unique random both will make sure that every lineup gets used one time unless there's not enough lineups, okay? The difference between the two is that in unique rank, the lineups, the top 150 go into the first contest. The following 20, 151 through 170 go into two. 171 through 190 go into three, et cetera, here, right? So the lineups are being filled by the strength of the lineup via the sorting metric descending on this contest list. However, in unique random, it will still make sure that each lineup gets used once. But the difference here is that the top lineups do not have to go into the top contest. The first lineup could go into the last contest. The second lineup could go into the second, et cetera, right? That is the random effect of the fill method. So all the lineups will be used. They will just be dispersed differently as opposed to going down the list, okay? What rank does, rank will see I need 210 lineups, but it's changing to 150. Well, the reason it's changing to 150 is because my biggest contest has 150 entries. So what's going to happen in rank, it's going to use the top 150 in the top contest. It's going to use 1 through 20 in the second contest. It's going to use 1 through 20 again in the third, and then 1 through 20 again in the fourth. So the top 20 lineups get used four times. Well, the ROIs of the top lineups are higher, obviously, than the bottom lineups. So because the builder is never using that 151 through 210, those lineups that were lower, the ROIs will effectively be higher because we're using those top ROI lineups multiple times. All right. Good question there. Pendy said, thank you. You're welcome. All right. Checking office hours. Spiz posted his screenshot. Great stuff. And then in Discord said, what's the deal with the avatar? Is there a reason I should change mine to the SaberSim logo? Absolutely. So if you're not familiar with it, we have our Winner's Circle promotion. So type in winners. So this is our Winner's Circle promotion. You can basically win free SaberSim and get free prizes when you win using our logo here. So it's super simple. Have an active SaverSim account. Use our logo, which you can download here. And then tweet a screenshot of your 1K win and then tag us at SaverSim. And if you go down to rules, pop this up. So check this out. But basically, there are different prizes at different levels. So your 50K win would have qualified for this 10K section here. And I should be able to click on this. I think my page is a little slow. Okay, there we go. 10K. So for a 10K to, you know, 99K win, you would get, go down to 10K. This page is obviously just like massive with all the pictures. 1 free month of SaberSim. You get a swag box, t-shirt, hoodie, and a hat. So I don't know if it's too late to do it or not. It might not be. You could, if you want to participate and you didn't know about it prior, just send us an email, support@sabersim.com. And you can ask. We have Madison who runs our winner circle, and she would be able to tell you, like, hey, if it's too late, or like, hey, next time, or no, you can still do it, right? So send us an email and we'll hook you up. And that is our winner circle promotion. So super cool. You can see all of our $1 million winners, six-figure winners, et cetera, here. So super, super sweet. And then we just had another million on Sunday, Jay Gerbs with his second. So congrats to him. All right. I think we're all caught up here with questions. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Want to say happy holidays to everybody. Saw a bunch of Merry Christmases and stuff here in the chat from Andy, from Arthur, et cetera, here. So happy holidays to everybody. I will see you all on Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern.